happening here. What's happening in here? It's exciting. We've got two young ladies sitting with me live in the studio, and it's a good morning to both Sinead, who we had on a few weeks ago. Morning, Sinead.
Morning, Jeff.
And Jess is here as well. A very good morning to you, and welcome to Capital, Jess.
Thanks, Jeff. It's lovely to be here.
All right. Just speak up a bit, girls. Yeah, I know I'm a bit scary, but I'll just give this thing a bit more power. There we go. These ladies are in here because we're promoting a revised voyage on the Lewin. We talked a couple of weeks ago about a voyage from Monkey Mia to Perth. That's now been revised, and it's now Geraldton to Perth.
Correct?
Yes, yes, it is.
And it's exciting.
It is exciting. It's very exciting because, you know, it probably gives more people an opportunity to get on board. It's a bit more accessible, we find. We were having a bit of issue with, you know, getting people to sign up. You know, we have some people signed up already, and they were very, very keen to just keep going with the revisal.
Yes.
From Geraldton. But we just thought, look, make it easier. Make it easier for people to come on board.
Yeah.
And Geraldton, we've done a bit of work to try and talk to the port there, and it's happening, yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. Now, it was to be a 7-day voyage.
It was 8 days.
It was 8 days,
yes.
And now it's been revised back down to...
It's still 8 days, yeah.
Really?
It's still an 8-day voyage. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There are a million questions I can hear our kind listeners asking. There's a cost involved.
Yes.
What is that cost?
So that's $3,085
for
the 8 days.
So it gets you 8 days,
yep,
on the Lewin.
It does.
And what comes with that? All your food?
All your food, your bed and board for the 8 days, and the experience of a lifetime.
Oh, it's a bucket list
thing. It is a bucket list thing. So everybody should be doing it. You know,
right,
when we see the people that come off the ship, and the excitement, and they just want to do it again,
right,
every one of them. And then they tell their parents, who also want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's the people we're targeting. We're like, well, come on, parents, come on, grandparents.
Absolutely.
Aunts and uncles, and all these people that have looked at it from afar for so many years, and they're like, well, I want to do that. Well, now's your opportunity.
What's, you know, the minimum age?
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, 18. No maximum age. As long as you can, you know, you probably need to be fit and healthy and able to climb a bit.
Relatively physically competent.
Physically competent. Those steps down to the saloon are quite steep, so, you know, you need to be able to do that. And you want to get the full experience. So as long as you're physically able, definitely come on board.
And if there are any medical problems, we can have that checked by your local doctor, so we can check in with, you can have a medical check,
yep,
so we can see whether or not those are going to be issues for you to jump on board. And I'll have a conversation with the participants to make sure that they are safe to be able to come on board, and then we can give them the experience they want, and that they're not going to be uncomfortable on board with any of their own ailments. So that's something that we can work out.
You guys are so professional, and dealing with you over the last month or so, it's one of the things that I'm impressed with, that all you folk are so professional in what you do. So people aren't just dragged on board,
no.
Rip the money out,
no,
of your pocket and leave them to their own devices.
We definitely talk to them from the minute they phone us to inquire about it, and we talk them through every step of the process, the program that's involved, what they're going to get out of it, you know, the what they take away from it as well. Jess has obviously been with the Loon for many, many, many years, and she sailed right from a little girl, you know, and she's extremely passionate.
That wasn't that long ago, was it?
Wasn't that long? It was only a few years ago, Jeff.
A few years ago now.
Only a couple. But Jess has come back to the organisation, and the wealth of knowledge she's brought with her is incredible, and she's brought people back. She's brought so much to it. It's just wonderful to work alongside somebody with this knowledge, and that's why I wanted Jess to come in today, because she can talk it better than I can, the experience, because she has actually done it, whereas I haven't yet done a voyage. So, yeah.
Jess, people who haven't experienced ocean sailing, what can they expect? Yes.
A very warm, competent and welcoming crew. So obviously the crew, many of them at the moment have come through right from being trainees, becoming volunteers, going through getting their sea time and their sea tickets. They've sailed up and down the coast, you know, in the past when we used to sail to Darwin and down to Esperance. A lot of the crew members have been involved with those voyages in years gone by and have been integral to the youth development program as well as the adult voyages we used to run in the past. So corporate voyages, eco challenges, we'd go specialist voyage in areas area. So this time round, we're going to Geraldton. So obviously, you've got the Abrolhos Islands, which are stunning, and the rich culture and heritage and maritime history around there with Batavia and just the coastline itself, where you see all those families that have grown up on the Abrolhos. So those sorts of things, they can expect a really extraordinary experience that has them come to know themselves in a new way when they step off, and they can definitely see why we keep this vessel alive and why she's so important to Western Australia, in particular the youth development program we run, but adults who have vicariously been living through all of their children or their grandchildren sailing finally have the opportunity to jump back on board on an adult voyage. So it's a really great opportunity.
We describe this as a life-changing thing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's almost like an aha moment on water.
Yes.
Correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one of those things most of us step on and you're a little bit nervous because most of us not have been to sea or had a seagoing routine. So it throws you out of your depths from the beginning, but the environment is so welcoming and the crew really have been, you know, they're a long time, but more so they're committed to each trainee getting off and having experienced something within themselves, something about the environment they're sailing and the vessel itself. So it's one of those things that people quickly fall in love with how the program works and how sea routine goes.
Yeah.
You know, being under a blanket of stars at nighttime and having the opportunity to stop and talk to someone and not be, you know, torn off by the events of our current day lives is one of those things that people don't always get the opportunity. So
an opportunity to escape in a friendly, safe environment backed with good food.
Who wouldn't want to do that? And our chef, Pete, the reviews we have had from the people who've just come off the last two voyages, he is amazing. His food is very, very... I have actually tasted his food.
We have to be careful not to put on a few kgs when we go out, because there's always plenty of food, and obviously being out in fresh night air and all the time, you get a little bit hungry, but there's always really
there's
good
lots
food.
Lots of it. Good home-cooked food. I mean, it's all freshly prepared every day by the galley by our lovely chef Pete. It's amazing.
I haven't had breakfast.
We could have brought you one of his lovely baked goods.
Jeff, can we get you relief and we can take you sailing? I think you'd love it.
Probably would, you know. Folks, we really are happy here at Capital to promote involvement in our community, and I can't see a better way of being involved in our community and supporting a not-for-profit, which this is, other than doing this. So don't do what we all do. I think, it's $3,000. I can't really afford it, you know.
Just get out there and do it. You can't replace
lifelong memories. And you need to get out and enrich your life and bugger the money. And get out and enjoy it and spoil yourselves, because we seniors, we're getting on a bit. We can't be robbing ourselves of enjoyment, and it's okay. I read a very interesting article online during the week. I'll do this very, very quickly. There was a tongue-in-cheek comment online by a young lady who was growling at her mother, who had incurred some roaming fees on her phone because she hadn't switched roaming off when she was in Italy. And the text of it was, "I'm so angry with you, Mum. You're spending my inheritance on roaming fees.
Mum, you need to come sailing. Just spend a bit more. Come for a sail. Seize the day."
I think those days have gone. I think kids these days are so self-sufficient. I know I am. I never expected anything from my parents. No. I would have loved my parents just to spend their money on something for them. Yep. You don't want regrets. Yep. You don't want to turn back and go, I saved this money for my grandchild. They won't need it. If they're going to get on in life, they'll get on in life. But at the end of the day, you've got to do this for you.
You've got to enrich your own life as well.
There's a balance. And I touched on last time the movie that's coming to Fremantle and Perth by Michael Dillon, The Great White Whale. I just wanted to let people know that those tickets are available, and if they go on our website, you can get the tickets that way. We have the links all set up. You can click on the link. It's going to be in Fremantle for two showings, and in Perth, and then Albany and Busselton.
The web address, straight off the top of your head,
is sailluan.com.
There you go. See, I didn't back her into a corner.
No, you did. You did well. Thank you very much.
Now, something else that I'd like to cover. There are people out there now saying, "Oh, Jeff, that's great, and it sounds romantic, and it's challenging. Yes, it's mentally challenging. It's physically challenging.
It is.
But you touched on it, both you guys, this morning. They are looked after by professional people, and this is not their first rodeo.
No, it's not.
Definitely not.
They're very highly trained individuals. They've spent many years doing this training. You know, it's not. We didn't just throw people on there and hope for the best. It is a rigorous training program that they've gone through. I mean, one of our guys on there is he was a cadet, and he's now our bosun. And we don't take anybody, you know, just on face value. He's gone through the whole, he knows that ship.
And they've also worked on lots of vessels around the world, very similar to Lewin, but, you know, some are replicas, some are sail training vessels. They've had exposure, and they obviously have all the competency of having their sea tickets, so they are well looked after. And they're trained to watch how participants are travelling. We watch very closely to make sure that, you know, people aren't getting dehydrated, or that if they are a little bit seasick, you know, they're nurtured, because it's a tough thing to get through, but everyone gets through it, just in case you're wondering. Sometimes you get a little bit wobbly in the legs, but it passes. So the crew watch very closely, because it's about your health and safety, so you can get the best experience out of our voyaging.
And their well-being is our priority. We make sure that everybody is well looked after, as Jess said.
So the caring for potential people, sailors, starts by picking up the phone.
Yep, pick up the phone, go on the website.
Be brutally honest. Yep. I would really like to do this, but I had a terrible experience with seasickness.
Yep. We get that a lot, don't we?
We do.
We do get that a lot. And Jess is amazing at talking families through this. I mean, she had somebody the other day came in. The young person was quite nervous. Jess took him over to the ship, which is another option. Yeah. You can come in and visit us, and we'll take you over. We'll show you the ship. We'll show you what happens. And the seasickness, you know what? Our lovely crew coordinator went on this week, Alex, and she was sick for the first 2 days, and I mean violently ill. Yeah. It passed, and then she got the best experience.
It always does. And it's one of those things, I think, once that passes, it strips back some of the ego we carry from our own lives, that we can do anything in life, but we sometimes get stopped by the obstacles. And it's a small hurdle in the beginning, but the outcomes of being at sea and enjoying what's out there and being a seagoing routine far surpasses that little bit of queasiness that, you know, you know, you remember it, but it's not what you remember most from the voyage.
It's not going to wreck your voyage.
Absolutely not. It actually trims down the kilos before you put them back on with the good chef's food. It's part and parcel of going to sea. Not everyone gets it. You know, it's part of, you know, each person's different, and each person steps on looking for something different out of the voyage, and each person, as adults do, step off with garnering something more about themselves and the challenges they perhaps might like to face in the future. I think that's one of the most enlightening things people have.
So the website?
Yes.
But the phone number?
So it's 089-430-4105.
Well done. Ask for either Sinead or Jess, these two lovely ladies. They'll be happy to have a chat with you over the phone. Drop the pretense and say, don't know that I'm capable of doing this. Explain to me what physically you're expected of me. Tell me about how you overcome seasickness. I'm going to miss my family because I'm away for 8 days. How am I going to get over that?
Well, believe me, it'll be minutes. Well, you'll be on that ship minutes and you won't remember anyone. You'll be you'll be too engrossed in what you're doing in the whole program.
Jeff, the oldest of participants I've sailed with is 88, and she was extraordinary. She came back for 10 years after and volunteered and came out day sailing. She did what she could, and we supported her appropriately, and she told us honestly, I can't do that, no worries, one of the younger crew will take that on board. But she became volunteer crew because she loved what we're about and what the, you know, enjoyed the vessel time. So anyone's up for it if you're just brave enough to take the leap.
And that's picking up the phone.
Yep. It is picking up the
that's
phone.
Simple. Opening up the iPad.
Absolutely.
And going onto the website. You've got to make that first one.
Just do it.
I wouldn't be promoting anything, and we as a radio station wouldn't be promoting anything, if we didn't believe that what you're hearing is absolutely genuine and heartfelt, and you will be looked after.
Absolutely, Jeff. We do. We look after every single person that steps on that ship.
All right. So that phone number again
is 089-430-4105.
There you go. Don't miss the opportunity, folks, because it doesn't come around very often. It's one of those things that you don't want to say in a month's time, I wish I had done that. I'm so cranky with myself.
I know, because these opportunities to do adult voyages don't come up very often with us. You know, our main bread and butter is our, you know, the youth voyages and the youth training program that we offer. Yeah. So this might not happen again for another year. So get on it.
Ladies, thank you for coming in.
Thanks,
Jeff. You for being explanatory to us. You're a joy, both of you.
Thank you
very much.
Really
pleasure to be here.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We better move on. We better.